G'day everyone. So my name is Carl Thompson from StorageCraft Asia Pacific, and welcome to the session today on true disaster recovery. So today you'll learn about true disaster recovery and how this ties into an exciting new release I'll announce today, and you'll get to see a live demonstration and walkthrough of our solution. So StorageCraft and Microsoft. StorageCraft was founded 12 years ago in 2003. Our headquarters are in Utah. And we've worked very closely with Microsoft in this time. I guess a recognition of this is that StorageCraft is a Microsoft Gold independent software vendor. So we've reached quite a milestone there, and we do work very closely with Microsoft. So I guess agenda for today, we're going to talk a bit about true backup and disaster recovery and how that fits into your environment. The key aspects of this is reliability, portability and flexibility. These are the key components to be able to recover. And we'll talk a bit about StorageCraft's flagship Shadow Protect SPX software. We'll talk about our StorageCraft Shadow Control, our free monitoring and management appliance, also the StorageCraft plugin which integrates into Microsoft System Center. And we'll have a bit of an announcement and then a demonstration going through our solution. So what's in it for you? Our goal today is to help you think about robust disaster recovery plans. We want to give you a foundation of best practices of which you can build a good DR plan. We'll look at critical DR philosophies around reliability, portability, and flexibility, and we'll dive into technical discussions on stable state snapshots, managing backup chains, and recovering in a number of different ways depending on the disaster situation you face. We'll talk about true DR philosophies that will get you through a site-destroying event and keep your business up and running. Most vendors provide local backup or disaster recovery. With StorageCraft, we provide a single integrated solution that does everything, comparing local backup versus true disaster recovery. Now, local backup is just that, making a copy of a system and storing it on site so you are ready to complete system recovery tasks if needed. True disaster recovery, on the other hand, is having stable state backups on site, tested and then replicated off site. Additionally, one must practice using recovery techniques before a disaster strike. Having reliable backups on site enable the ability to test frequently, replicate off site, and be certain you can recover using off site backups when a disaster occurs. StorageCraft knows disasters can be quite chaotic. When disasters hit, it's often difficult to have a clear view and full understanding of the steps you need to fully recover. The only thing that is clear is that you're counted on to be the first responder. It's a lot like driving at night in a storm. You just want to quickly get to where you're going. It's not always clear. You want to be careful so you can get through it safely, but quickly as well. There are a lot of vendors out there offering DR advice. So why should you listen to me? Why should you listen to StorageCraft tell you about true disaster recovery? Well, because we've been doing it for a long time. And as I said, over 10 years now, we've seen it all. And we have the development philosophies that enable our users to recover systems in the face of a disaster time and time again. StorageCraft is the chosen backup and DR vendor for top hardware vendors. You might ask yourself why. The philosophies we'll review provide a clear path to true DR for these vendors, and the same philosophies will pay off for you also. What we hear locally from our customers is they want one solution for backup, recovery, replication, and disaster recovery. All businesses should be able to recover locally, recover remotely, and recover in the cloud. Shadow Protect is designed for businesses who require rock-solid recoverability, minimal data loss after a problem, cost-effective recoverability, anytime, anywhere, and every time. So StorageCraft, particularly in Australia and New Zealand, have really dominated in the SMB market. And now with Shadow Protect SPX and Shadow Control, we are able to scale to mid-market and enterprise. One of our big customers, Starwood Group, we reduced their 26-hour backup window from their existing backup product down to just 30 seconds. So they couldn't even back up once a day. Lion Nathan, another big customer of ours, they use StorageCraft Shadow Protect to back up all of their operational systems in Australia and New Zealand, including their business-critical SCADA machines. So I guess five key points about transforming your backup and disaster recovery. is we need to reduce backup windows to seconds. We need to be able to recover to any 15-minute backup. We need to recover locally, remotely, or in the cloud, as I've mentioned. We want to reduce IT admin costs. We need to make that monitoring and management easy. And of course, part of that is remote and centralized management. Reliability. Let's start with taking a good, reliable backup. Two things are important here. Getting a stable state backup. So this means things like Exchange, SQL, SharePoint. We need to get a consistent, stable backup. The databases need to be queries. We need to deal with the logs, etc. And the other key thing is testing. We need to know that these backups are valid so that we can recover. So two things with the reliability is that StorageCraft have developed their own VSS driver for Windows. One of very few vendors in the world that have actually developed their own VSS driver, giving us this consistency and reliability of our backups. We have also written from the ground up our own proprietary snapshot driver for Linux. This gives us stable state snapshots that are reliable. Testing. At StorageCraft, we are big believers of testing, and we work to make testing easy. Testing should be done when it's not as chaotic as a time as a period it will be during a disaster or outage. Think of it as a race car. You would regularly service the engine to guarantee its fullest performance during a race. Plus, we recommend you test often to include new servers in your environment and to include any new members in your team. We offer an ability to virtual boot your backup within our software, so you can test a backup chain at any time by booting into a virtual machine. You'll learn more about this in my demonstration. Portability, the next key thing. Now that you have a reliable backup on site and it's been regularly tested, it's time to get these backups off site. That's what enables TrueDR, having your backups off site and ready to go in the case of a site destroying event. So local and off site replication should use built-in replication tools that integrate into your solution nicely. It's easier than you think to keep off site backups in sync with on site backups and production systems. A key part of this is continuous incremental chains. So with Shadow Protect, the most common method deployed out there is scheduling a continuous incremental backup job. We'll do one base image. We can manually seed that offsite if we need to or send it over the wire, but then we'll only do incrementals forever going forward. Now, if you can imagine doing 15-minute increments 24/7. You're going to have 96 increments a day, nearly 700 a week. So we need to manage this, and we have an image manager service which runs off production, and that can do daily, weekly, and monthly consolidation, and we can manage that chain, continually verify it. We can apply retention to it to define how far back we have to go. But we don't need to do another full backup. It takes too long, it has impact, and it's difficult to get that offside in a lot of circumstances. So continuous incrementals makes offsite replication very easy. Because Shadow Protect backups are at a sector level, the incremental sets are very small. You can immediately send them off every 15 minutes. We could perhaps just send them once a day offsite, a consolidated file. We can throttle that to minimize the impact on production internet and bandwidth. But it makes it very, very easy to get data off-site. In fact, we've got thousands of customers across Australia and New Zealand with branch sites, perhaps just small offices, over ADSL connections, they're able to replicate their data. So very, very efficient. We don't have the requirement for complex deduplication process that a lot of other technologies have to do, because it's only backing up to sectors that change on disk. It's also important to test off-site backups too. You can virtually boot a machine like we discussed earlier or use cloud virtualization services to ensure off-site backups are ready for recoveries. Flexibility, when you are in a true disaster. Tools you can rely on, such as the Shadow Protect recovery environment, Shadow Protect mount tools for virtual boot, or Head Start Restore for quick recoveries at the time of a disaster. For mid-market and enterprise, this is ideal. Using StorageCraft backups, you can easily migrate into Hyper-V environments from physical or virtual environments. So some really cool technologies. You can send your backups to the StorageCraft cloud to instantly virtualize your machines. We've got StorageCraft virtual boot technology, which you'll learn a bit more about today for those of you that aren't familiar with it. Head Start Restore, we can pre-stage those servers. So in advance, we can have it sitting there running behind production. And if something goes wrong, we can very quickly spin that up, but go back to any period of point in time. So, you know, if you get something like CryptoLocker, you might have high availability in your cluster, but the reality is we need to now look at backup. And if you're only backing up once a day, you know, you're starting to lose data. So it's key to be able to back up throughout the day. Head Start Restore enables us to pre-stage servers with a sort of a lag time behind production, I guess, and we can drill into this a bit later. And what's really cool about migration is that all ShadowProtect backups are hardware independent. We can restore any physical Hyper-V, VMware, Linux, KVM, Citrix, any type of virtual environment that we support can go any to any. So that's a key with disaster is you might not know what you're going to have at your DR site. It might be a mix. So it's the ability to restore to anything at the time you need to. Because disaster recoveries can be unreliable and chaotic, at StorageCraft, we are dedicated to taking disaster recovery from this to this, from unreliable and chaotic to fast and reliable, like a well-oiled machine. You want to be ready to act as planned and have lots of recovery options at your fingertips. Trust us, it's going to be chaotic. All the planning you've done in the past may fly out the window when an outage or a site-destroying event occurs. So the last critical item we'll discuss is flexibility. Disasters can really vary. Some will only require local system recovery, and others may be bad enough to require off-site or remote disaster recovery. You're going to need lots of flexible ways to recover using off-site backups to survive the disaster. Improvising and being flexible is the key. Our goal is to get systems back online as quickly as possible and to be able to do so whenever and wherever you are. So I guess the key thing is, although our core product is to do backups, we want to say forget about backups. It's all about recovery. If you can't recover quickly, your backups are becoming a real pain point. And it could be really costly to your business. So some interesting statistics here. Only 2 to 3% of disasters are natural disasters. And a lot of people think DR, they think about having a DR site, we need layer 2 links, we need to be able to fail over there. The reality is 47% are hardware failures. If one of your hosts die or a server dies on site, we're not going to fail that one server over off site. We're going to want to deal with that on site. We don't want all of our users to have to connect over a WAN link to access other machines. So we want to deal with that locally. Same thing with human error and software error. You know, if an update goes wrong, an installation package goes wrong, we get some sort of crypto locker, we want to deal with it quickly and on site. We don't need to fail over off site for that. And then we've got theft as well. So it's making you think about the fact that we want to be able to deal with stuff on-site and off-site for DR. So ShadowProtect is our key component here. It's a backup agent. It sits on your physical or virtual servers. This is what gives us a reliable, consistent backups with minimal impact. So it's one backup and disaster recovery solution for your Windows, Linux, or mixed IT environment. It's an enterprise-level backup and DR recovery solution with data protection, managed systems for migrations for Windows and Linux on virtual and physical machines. Now, I'm going to use a bit of a diagram to kind of explain how you would actually implement or use this in your organization. Basically, you've got your physical and virtual servers. ShadowProtect installs onto those machines, physical or virtual, Windows and Linux, and it performs backups. Backups are to an SMB share. It's very straightforward. In this case, let's look at using a backup management VM to manage this. On this machine, we'd have the StorageCraft ShadowProtect software, we've got Granular Recovery for Exchange, and our StorageCraft Image Manager software. So let's have a little bit of a talk about how these will fit in. With SPX on this particular machine, it'll have a management console enabling us to manage any of the agents within that site, but more importantly, the image chain browser on this machine. This enables us to very quickly recover files and folders from any of our servers, should we need to. Typically, it takes seconds to recover a file or directory. From there, with Image Manager, some key components here. The base Image Manager software is free for the verification, consolidation, and retention. This is required with a continuous job to do the consolidated daily, weekly, and monthly images. And then we have a technology called Head Start Restore. This is a licensed add-in which enables you to pre-stage your servers so that they're sitting there running behind the pre-staged offline, but sitting just behind production, enabling us to power them on very quickly. So the key thing is, server crashes, something goes wrong, 3 to 5 minutes, we can finalize that, choose a recovery point within the lag time we specify, and have that machine back up and running again. Could be on a different host, perhaps, if it was a host failure or a storage issue. The other key thing is to get these backups off-site. As I mentioned, we can immediately replicate those backups off-site right down to every 15 minutes. We can perform throttling on that to minimize the impact, or we can say, look, let's just send the daily files off-site. And when we do further processing on-site, such as the weekly and monthly images, we don't need to send them off-site as well. We can run the image manager software off-site to reconsolidate. We might have a different retention off-site. We might say, look, off-site, let's just keep maybe 3 months worth of retention. But on-site, you might have 6, 12 months or more. So you can be really flexible with this. Now, at the off-site location, you might use the StorageCraft virtual boot technology to virtualize directly off the compressed image. You might, again, pre-stage your servers using Head Start Restore. If you were to look at a private or public cloud, you might use that for off-site archive where there's cheap storage. There may be limited recoverability depending on what systems you're using there. And then we also have the StorageCraft cloud. Send your backups to us. We can instantly boot those critical servers. You can restore files and folders. And you can request a bare metal recovery drive. So that's really powerful, is the StorageCraft cloud is just for DR. We'll ship you back the data and migrate you back on-premise very, very easily. Key thing, I guess, with the StorageCraft cloud, if your infrastructure, if you have a site disaster, you can fail over to StorageCraft. No infrastructure required. It's a turnkey solution. You can recover to any 15-minute point in time. You can virtualize your entire network and all of your servers, and then again, easily revert back on-premise. So the key thing is recoverability, on-site and off-site. Now, what ties us together is StorageCraft Shadow Control. This is a free monitoring and management appliance. It's a central monitoring and reporting console with the ability to do policy-based backup job management. Now, for resellers, this is really cool. You can run this at your organization. It tears down. You can manage all your customers. For larger customers, you might like to run your own appliance on-site. It's really powerful, but more importantly, it's free. Big part of this is the StorageCraft plugin for virtual environments. So we have a plugin for System Center. There is also a plugin for vSphere as well. And it's a free addition to Shadow Control to monitor, manage, and deploy SPX across your environment. So the key points of the StorageCraft solution is protection every 15 minutes. A key part of that is minimal to zero impact on production systems. That's why most technologies only back up once a day. They take too long, they have too much impact, they affect the entire environment or the host and the other virtual machines. Really key factor, and I'll show you a bit about how that works. You can do fast file and folder recoveries, almost instant disaster recovery, immediate offsite replication, and of course cross-platform and physical and virtual support. So just before I wrap up on this PowerPoint, let's quickly discuss how you can access StorageCraft tools. StorageCraft is a channel company that primarily works through MSPs and VARs. For our resellers, we offer two licensing options. StorageCraft gives solution providers the ability to purchase licenses or rent them month to month in our MSP model based on your customer's needs. In the MSP model, we give you the ability to generate and cancel keys and even remotely turn off those keys. The MSP model also gives you one-off free off-site replication license for every server license you've activated. So we make it really easy for you. For our end users in attendance, we have thousands of VAR and MSP partners throughout the country you can work with. If you have a VAR that doesn't work with us, let us know and we can pull them into our program. So, big announcement for StorageCraft today is the ability to virtual boot directly into Hyper-V. So it's the first time locally, we're proud to announce this in Australia. It is officially being released by StorageCraft tomorrow with the ability to download this. So for those of you that may have heard of virtual boot before, it's you've had a backup server appliance, a physical machine, and it utilizes Oracle VirtualBox to directly virtualize off the compressed image. Now we can do that with directly into Hyper-V. So you can imagine, you've got a 2 terabyte server. If you were to do a restore right now, it might take you a bit of time to restore 2 terabytes of data. With virtual boot, we can immediately virtualize straight into Hyper-V. Within 3 to 5 minutes, that system should be up in full production and running. What we can then do as a second stage is migrate that data back into the VHD or VMDK. But this is getting us up quickly. This is really awesome for testing. Virtual boot, just set the network card to maybe a dev network or turn off the NIC in that Hyper-V VM, and we can have that machine up and running. So I'll give you a bit of a demonstration of that. But it's really significant, particularly for heavily virtualized environments, the ability to keep your entire infrastructure within your existing Hyper-V environment. And it'll really simplify your disaster recovery solution, along with the benefits of staying in a Type 1 hypervisor. So the official announcement is that StorageCraft technology, the virtual boot technology, enables users to instantly boot a protected Windows system as a guest VM directly on a Hyper-V host when using Windows Server 2012 R2. You can instantly boot a protected system on a Hyper-V host directly from within the StorageCraft Shadow Protect SPX interface. This gives you accelerated speed time to recovery. You can use virtual boot for temporary system failover or rapidly for testing changes to production systems offline on a Hyper-V host. So let's go and take a look at a bit of a demo and actually run through how this solution comes together. Now let's change the screen over here. So the first thing, I just want to start with the software updates page. This is where you go to download all of our software. It's all free downloads, and a lot of it comes with trials, so very, very easy. We have released SPX for Windows about probably about 4 months ago now. We came out with SPX originally, was the cross-platform solution to protect Linux, and then we've included now Windows. So you've got native 32 and 64-bit installers, the ability to use Windows Group Policy deployment with its MSI format. Linux can be downloaded directly from our repository. For those existing users with Shadow Protect 5, if you're under maintenance, it's a free upgrade, but we'll still be supporting that for some time. The recovery environment builder is really great. The new version here is 64-bit support, the ability to recover manual head start restores, recover back to physical servers is really powerful. We've got our granular recovery for Exchange, StorageCraft Image Manager, we'll take a deeper dive into that, and our free Shadow Control appliance for monitoring and managing your environment. So what I'm going to do is jump into a Microsoft System Center Virtual Machine Manager. This shows the StorageCraft plugin. So this gives us the ability to see your entire virtual environment. It feeds this information back into Shadow Control and allows us the ability to easily do push installs and monitor and manage that environment. So the plugin's just giving us that visibility. It gives us a bit of a graph to show us job success, etc. If we jump across into Shadow Control, this is the dashboard. So we can see here clearly in green, we've got failures. The couple of gray ones are just that those machines are offline. But if we had any red, we would see errors that we can click on. And we get a bit of a log of previous activity that's been happening. If I click over onto endpoints, it's going to list a bunch of machines here. I can see the status, unresponsive, the last backups. We can see the different sites or groups or customers really visible straight from here. Now, if I click on the management tool, basically, what you would start with is a push install. So we are able to push out to a CSV list. We're able to scan across your entire network. With the System Center plugin, it feeds back that entire virtual environment. I can see here what the active installations are. I can perform push installs. This gives us the ability to deploy to large environments. So for example, I want to install SPX. It's detected here there's two machines. Select them. Begin a push install, and it will actually go out there and push this. So very, very easy deployment options to get our agent on there to get these stable state backups. The next thing from here is managing backup stores. What we do is we create a backup store for each of our locations where our servers are, and this is just a share where we're going to start sending all of our servers backups to. It's really about making deployment and management easy. We then create an SPX backup policy. This policy, here I've created three jobs, a critical job every 15 minutes, 24/7, a high job I've labeled every 30 minutes, 24/7, and then just a standard hourly 8 to 6 weekdays. So these jobs I can apply to a whole group of machines. So for the high job, I've applied that to an organization. So it's got 4 endpoints assigned to it. Let's go and take a quick look here down under organizations. These could be different customers or just different sites. I'm gonna go and click on Brisbane here. And I have assigned an SPX backup policy of high to that group of computers. And I've said start the first full backup immediately. But I could say, look, let's kick off full backups starting at 6 o'clock tonight and spread it over the next 12 hours to take that impact offline or after hours. That first backup is obviously, it's going to take a bit longer. But after that, we're expecting very quick backups, typically under 30 seconds in most cases. And of course, we can go in and put in contact details here to send a reporting and alerting from this appliance if you want that as well. So really, really powerful. And that policy-based management is really enabling us to scale out to the mid-market and enterprise. Now, let's go and take a look at a particular machine here, SQL 01. So this particular machine, it's got the high job, the high availability job here. I've got every 30 minutes, 24/7. So I'm just going to jump out of this VM and jump onto the hypervisor host here, and here's my SQL server. So let's just go and take a look at the Shadow Protect agent that's actually running here on the background. And again, because I've deployed this via a push installer group policy, because I've got the job management, I don't actually need to go on here for very little reasons. But what we can do is actually have a look at what's happening here. Now, if I take a look across this job timeline, these show all my different backups that have been going. It's actually a patented feature for StorageCraft, this timeline, because what it enables you to do is see if there's any spikes throughout the day where a job took longer or there was a significant increase in data. And directly from this timeline, I can do things like a restore or directly mount that image to recover. So let's take a quick look. What I'm going to do is I want to try and simulate a bit of change on the system to show you how this works really well. So I'm just going to copy a folder onto the desktop here. Now, it's probably not the best test, but in this folder is about 7,000 files. So typical backup software has got to scan the system, find these thousands of files, and copy them off. What StorageCraft Shadow Protect does is it tracks sectors in real time. It doesn't have any impact. It's done at the low-level kernel. So because we're tracking these sectors, it means when we go to do the backup, it's really quick. So call this MS Ignite, and it's 5:28. So let's just take a look at this. Now, because this job is a policy job, I can't edit or delete this job, I can't modify it because it is controlled by a backup policy. So what we can do in this instance, just to show you exactly what happens, is I'll jump back onto Shadow Control and I'll tell it to execute the job right now. And I'll jump back and take a look at this machine. So it's gone green, it's taking a snapshot. So all it has to do is it knows what sectors have changed on the disk. There's 7,000 files that I've just copied onto that desktop. The most important thing that it does is VSS. We need to know that the backup was consistent, Exchange, SQL, SharePoint. We need proper, stable backups. And then it has to, of course, copy those files that have changed. I mean, this took 8 seconds. There's no load on the server. VSS on a busy server is probably going to take around 20 seconds. But then the process of copying the sectors that changed is very fast because it already knew what had changed. So we've got a nice, fast backup. Now, let's say that, I don't know, the software got deleted, it went missing. What we can do, straight from this timeline, select the volume and go mount, put in my password. Obviously, I could choose any point in time here. Mount to a drive letter, D drive, read only, okay. Started, done. There's my D drive, users, admin, desktop, there's my files. Drag and drop, copy and paste. File and folder recovery takes seconds. Now let's say that an update went wrong and the machine died, something went horribly wrong, and I now need to go back. The thing's offline, my users are ringing me, I need to recover the server. Let's take a look at the cool new virtual boot technology we have. So I'm on the hypervisor host. I've got Shadow Protect SPX installed on here. We don't need to license this. We're not backing up the host server. We're focused on the VMs. But what I need to do is recover that backup really quickly. So I'm going to go into virtual boot. You'll notice here the new option, which has just become available, of Hyper-V. Previously, if I click on this drop-down, you'll see there it has Oracle VirtualBox as the option. The new ability is to bring this up directly into Hyper-V. So I'm going to go in here and locate my SQL server. And I'm going to go and locate my most recent backup that we just did. Incremental number 83. Select. Where did I click on that? Okay, sorry, guys. Just give me a minute here for my laptop to finish thinking about what it's doing. Basically, the ability here is it's going to virtualize that image directly from the compressed backup. So we don't have to start a restore of this image. What we can do is just virtualize it straight off the image. So put in my encrypted password here. C drive incremental 83, machine name, just call it Ignite01. And now we need to assign it some memory. So I don't have to match what it had in production. This might be a DR box, it might have less resources. I might need to be virtual booting a bunch of machines. So in this case, I'm just going to give it a gig of RAM, automatically start, click create. And what it's doing here is a virtual boot process. It's loading that image. What this is doing is checking the backup image to see what it was doing before. Was it a physical server? Was it running on a HP? Was it running in VMware, Linux KVM? It doesn't care. It's injected the appropriate storage controller drivers and any other appropriate drivers so that this backup will virtual boot directly into Hyper-V. So this is a big deal. It means that we can virtual boot any Shadow Protect backup directly into Hyper-V. So there's the VM that we've just spun up. Obviously, the beauty of this being in Hyper-V now is I can attach this to my existing networks. I could put it into a dev network. At any time, I can virtual boot an image and isolate it off production. So my production server could still be running and backing up while this is running in the background to test updates before I go and do it live in production. Really powerful. The virtual boot tool is free. As long as your backups are licensed, you can virtual boot using this. And directly into Hyper-V is a really powerful solution. Because Shadow Protect is installed into the virtual machine, regardless of where you recover, Shadow Protect can keep backing up. In this instance here, if I bridged it back onto my network, it can continue on the same backup chain, which means it can keep replicating off-site. I don't have to start a whole new backup chain, but we can see here, the server is just fully recovered. Obviously, I've got it to auto-log in here, but there's that folder I just created a few minutes ago. So I've just fully recovered this. It is a temporary machine. It's running off that compressed backup. You might have given it less CPU and memory resources, but we're up and running. Shadow Protect can keep backing up. And what we can do is pre-stage this back into VHD or VHDX form to get that performance back. So really, really powerful technology. Now, I guess from here, let's take a look at what you would run in off production. And this is our free image manager software. So the three key things that this does is verification, consolidation, and retention. So I've got four folders listed here. I've actually highlighted the SQL one. This is where the backups are landing. This is performing the continually verifying, consolidating daily, weekly, and monthly, and then applying retention to that. So the key things is Head Start Restore, where we can initiate a Head Start Restore to VHD, VHDX. We select a location, and we specify a lag time. So most people are kind of 4 to 8 hours, sometimes 24 hours. Add in the volumes. So I'm just going to go with my C volume there. Put in my encrypted password. And click OK. And go save. Oops. OK, sorry, I haven't loaded a license in here. But basically, what this enables you to do is pre-stage your backups into the VHDX file. So what that means is while my production server is running or while I'm running in virtual boot, I'm pre-staging the data into that VHDX. And it just sits there with that 4 hour lag time behind production. If something goes wrong, I can hit finalize an image manager and select any point in time within that 4 hours. And because it's already done the base image and all of the other increments, we can spin that up really, really quickly. So that's really powerful. The other thing is replication. So offsite replication, we typically use intelligent FTP. This is just FTP, we're not reinventing the wheel. But the smarts of this is, with replication, are you replicating to a folder being consolidated by a second image manager? What that means is, you want to run image manager at the offsite location, and that means we get two options. We only have to send the once a day daily file, so that can be done overnight on your slower bandwidth links, or we can choose to immediately replicate the original backups that Shadow Protect are creating. If you select this option, it does not then need to send the daily and weekly and monthly consolidated points. The offsite image manager can do that. So we're offloading this processing to the remote site so that we don't have to send all this additional data. So that's really powerful. Now, one of the other options I talked about earlier was the ability to send your backups directly to the StorageCraft Cloud. So let's go and take a look at the StorageCraft Cloud. It's hosted in Equinix Data Center in Sydney. And what you have is a StorageCraft Cloud account. You can see here I've got 7 fully synced devices. Click on devices. This lists a bunch of the servers that I have. And you can see information about the operating system and the size. Select a specific server here. Get a bit more information around when we have the last recovery point. Go down to virtualization. Select a recovery point. So obviously it gives you all of your increments that are available. Most cases, you know, you've had a site disaster, we want the most recent backup, click load, and then we choose to build a VM. So we're just selecting how much CPU cores, how much RAM we need, networking, we've got the ability to create a virtual network in our cloud with a VPN access directly into that. All of your servers, you'd put them on the same network so they can all talk to each other, etc. So create VM, And what this is doing is it's creating a virtual machine in the StorageCraft cloud directly from this web page off your backup. Put in our encrypted password and start virtual machine. So very much like virtual boot, what we're doing is virtualizing that backup, regardless of if it was a physical server, Hyper-V, Gen1, Gen2, VMware, anything. We're injecting the appropriate driver and bringing the server up in the StorageCraft cloud. And more importantly, we're going to give you console access to that machine so we can monitor this the whole way through its process. So we go download RDP link. We're now in the StorageCraft cloud BIOS here for this VM, but we're now going to start seeing it booting up. So really, really powerful. Really quickly, we can boot up our machines. I could use this to test, power it off. You don't pay for any resources in the StorageCraft cloud other than the storage. So the CPU, the RAM, the networking, the VPN is all included in the cloud. It gives you the ability to virtualize your entire environment. Now, this machine's currently running. Let's potentially say how it gone live. What we have the ability to do is say, look, in 2 weeks' time, I've ordered new hardware from a distributor. I've rebuilt my site or we've relocated. Maybe it's going to take you a month to do that. But what you can do is request a BMR drive. So it is detected in yellow that I've got a machine currently running, and it has created a recovery point for me. It is going to then put that onto a bare metal recovery drive and ship it to us. That might take overnight, it might take 2 days, depending on how much data you have and where you are. The key thing is you're still running in the cloud during this process. You get the drive back, you plug it in, you pass it through to your Hyper-V or into VMware or onto your physical server, you boot off the drive, and it goes through a process of restoring the data. It then connects to the cloud and says, look, you've actually got changed data because it's, you sent this drive 2 days ago. And it will say, when you're ready, we need to shut down in the cloud, send the final recovery point over the internet, merge it back on site, and we can cut over. So StorageCraft Cloud is not designed to host your data. We're not competing with Azure or AWS or anything like that. It's there for disaster recovery with the ability to very easily get that data back on site. So that's the StorageCraft cloud. The real cool thing is having this console access. We can get in and do whatever we need to do to get these servers back up and running. Giving you that VPN access makes it really flexible. Your users might have gone home. You don't have any infrastructure requirement to use the StorageCraft cloud. So that's really big for us as a vendor to be able to offer the complete solution. Your on-site backup, your on-site disaster recovery, being able to replicate off-site to your own site, to any of our partners' remote sites, utilize the StorageCraft cloud. We're giving you options around the whole ability to recover wherever and wherever you need to be. So just finally to wrap up here, where am I going? Yeah, so given our experience in DR philosophies, these are the most critical components of true DR. Taking a good, reliable backup, testing it, getting that backup off-site easily, which is the portability, and having lots of flexibility in the options you can use to recover with off-site backups when a disaster strikes, and all your best intentions fly out the window. If you haven't thought about much of this, or you don't have a good DR plan in place, a way to get stable state backups off-site and recover a bunch of different ways using them, backup is pointless. Be sure to come and talk to us more about it today or over the week and put together a DR plan that really works. Cool. Well, thanks, guys. And if you've got any questions, please feel free to sing out or come see us down at the booth.